الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وحبيبنا وشفيعنا وسندنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم من ذا الذي يقرض الله قرضا حسنا فيضاعفه له أضعافا كثيرة صدق الله العظيم Most respected friends and elders, every single person in this world has a certain taste and a certain thing that he looks forward to and he finds enjoyment in it. What is this enjoyment? What is this delight, this happiness? When a person does it, he finds himself to be happy and satiated with what he has done. Sometimes it could be an achievement. Sometimes it could be some sort of education, some sort of degree, acquiring wealth, being successful in a certain thing, getting a certain position, etc. But all these enjoyments are temporary. All these enjoyments, ecstasies, happiness, delight that a person goes through and enjoys himself for that particular moment, these are all temporary. They come to an end at some point or the other. Except for one enjoyment, one piece of a person's life, a person's heart, that when he gets the enjoyment in that, then there is no end to that enjoyment. That enjoyment and ecstasy can never be described. That delight, that joy, that happiness in that person's heart, that will last forever. And that will save him from the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And eventually that happiness will go with him into the grave. That happiness will be with him when he is parting from this world. That happiness and enjoyment will wake up with him and follow him on the day of Qiyamah. And it will be through the barakah and blessing of that happiness, that ecstasy, that enjoyment, through which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant him eventually Jannah. What is this enjoyment and ecstasy? And as a reminder for myself and for all of us, to ask ourselves this question, Do I find enjoyment, happiness, and ecstasy in the ibadat and the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Do I find enjoyment and delight in the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Whether it is through tilawat of the Quran al-Kareem, whether it is through salah, whether it is through charity and sadaqah, or whether it is the mere remembrance, dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and every other form and act of ibadah, when I am carrying out this ibadah and worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, do I find delight and enjoyment? Let us take the example of salah. What is the condition of my salah today? From the time I became baligh until now, how many years of my life have passed? Is the condition of my salah the same from the time I learned how to perform salah? Or has it been 5, 10, 15, 20, 30, 40, 50 years of performing salah, yet I do not find peace and tranquility in salah? I am attending the masjid, performing salah with jamaat. Have I ever performed one salah in my life wherein I have visualized that I am standing in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is watching me. I am making ruku and sujood in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Have I found this khushu and khudu in my salah? Have I found enjoyment and ecstasy and delight and happiness in salah? Whereas Rasul Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, وَجُعِلَتْ قُرَّةُ عَيْنِي فِي الصَّلَاةِ, that the coolness of my eyes is in salah. What is the condition and status of our salah today? Where and where our minds are going while we are performing salah? Our concentration in salah is very close to none and to nothing. Are we finding enjoyment and delight in the ibadah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Sayyiduna Anas bin Malik radiyallahu ta'ala anhu had a student that had accompanied him for many, many years. Thabit Bunani rahimahullahu ta'ala. Thabit Bunani rahimahullah, it is written about him that he made a dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and this reflects and indicates to the enjoyment and love that he had for salah. He said, Allahumma in kunta a'tayta ahadan as-salata fi qabrihi fa'a'tini as-salata fi qabri. That, oh Allah, if you are to bestow and favor anybody in their graves, that they get an opportunity again to perform salah in their graves, then make me amongst those whom you favor, that I should get the opportunity to continue reading salah even in my grave. Why? Because of the enjoyment, the ecstasy, the delight, the happiness that he would get out of performing salah. Abdul Aziz ibn Warrad, rahimahullahu ta'ala, was a great scholar of the past. It is written regarding him that when his khadim used to prepare his bedding in the evening, after he would return home from Isha Salah, كان يضع يده على فراشه ويقول ما ألينك ولكن فراش الجنة ألين منك ثم يقوم ويصلي. He used to put his hand on his bedding and he would say ما ألينك, so beautiful, so comfy, so soft. I would love to lay down on the bed and rest for the night. ولكن فراش الجنة ألين منك. That the bedding of Jannah is more soft, more comfortable than you. The bedding of this world and the bedding of Jannah are two different worlds, are two different things altogether. ثم يقوم ويصلي. And thereafter he used to carry on. He used to perform salah the entire night. He never used to lay down. That was his ta'alluq and connection with salah. That was his love for salah. His dedication for salah. It is written regarding Imam Abu Hanifa rahimahullahu ta'ala, that for 40 years, he performed his salatul fajr with the wudu of salatul isha. Why? He used to spend the entire night in salah. And what he used to do? Recite one entire Quran in that salah that he used to perform in the night. What is my and your relationship with salah? And number two, tilawat of Quran Kareem. How much of the Quran do I read? How much of the Quran have I understood? How much of the verses, or how many of the verses of the Quran Kareem have I recited and started pondering on its meaning? How often do I read the Quran Kareem? When was the last time I made khatam of the Quran Kareem? Do I have to wait for the month of Ramadan to come so that I can once again open the Quran Kareem? Have I fulfilled the rights of the Quran Kareem that are due upon me? I passed through the maktab system. I learned how to read Alif Ba. I learned how to read the Quran by looking inside. I made little bit more effort. I learned tajweed of the Quran and to recite every letter and every word correctly. Further than that, have I made an effort to understand what Allah Ta'ala is telling me in the Quran? Have I made an effort to ponder on the verses of the Quran Kareem? Have I made time during the day and night for the tilawat of the Quran Kareem? Lo and behold, today's Muslim, before the craze of paddle and other sports came about, we complained of time and that a person doesn't have sufficient time. But the paddle craze comes in and all of a sudden you see the Muslim has 2, 3, 4 hours, 5 hours in a week to spend time in futile activities. But tilawat of Quran, nafil salah, that is not even on our agenda. Ibrahim bin Abu Bakr bin Ayyash, rahimahullahu ta'ala, another great scholar of the past, and his ta'alluq and relationship with the Quran Kareem. On one occasion he called his son. So Ibrahim was the son, Abu Bakr bin Ayyash was the father. So Abu Bakr calls his son Ibrahim. Ibrahim narrates the story. And he says that my father Abu Bakr ibn Ayyash, rahimahullahu ta'ala, on one occasion called me to his room and he said, Ya Bunay, O my beloved son, إِيَّاكَ أَن تَعْصِيَ اللَّهَ فِي هَذِهِ الْغُرْفَةِ. Beware and be very careful of disobeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this room of mine. Why? فإني قد ختمت فيها 12,000 ختمة من القرآن. I have completed the recitation of the Quran Kareem in this room 12,000 times. Not 10, not 100, not 1,000, but 12,000 times. Do we make one khatam of the Quran Kareem in the entire year? If we do it in Ramadan, alhamdulillah. Out of Ramadan, how many khatams have we made? What is our ta'alluq with the Quran Kareem? The same Abu Bakr ibn Ayyash, rahimahullah ta'ala, narrates the incident of his father. Further, he mentions the incident of himself, his son Ibrahim mentions that when my father was about to leave this world, my sister was present. The father Abu Bakr, looking at the tears of his daughter, he tells her, "Do you think Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to punish me? Do you think Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to punish me? Whereas for the past 30 years of my life, I have completed one khatam of the Quran Kareem daily in this room. And up to date I have counted up to 24,000 of the khatam of the Quran Kareem in this particular corner of the room." That is the love that they had for the Quran. That is the connection and enjoyment that they had with the Quran. The tilawat of the Quran Kareem brought ecstasy and happiness to their hearts. Today, let alone ourselves being engaged in tilawat of the Quran Kareem, when we see somebody else, we say, "Oh, he's such a big buzruk now all of a sudden." Somebody else is finding enjoyment in tilawat, in salah. That is hurting us. It injures our feelings. We have our 5 cents to put wherever we want to. What enjoyment do I have when I read the Quran? What is my connection with the Quran? How many years of my life have passed? I have created time for the various social media platforms that have come into existence over time. But have I made time for the Quran? Have I made time for the Quran? Sayyiduna Uthman ibn Affan radiyallahu ta'ala anhu used to say, "لو أن قلوبنا طهرت ما شبعت من كلام ربنا." If only our hearts were pure. If only our hearts were pure. Pure of what? Pure of the love of this world. Pure of jealousy, hatred, malice, envy, etc. And the various spiritual melodies that are found within our spiritual hearts and selves. مَا شَمِعَتْ مِنْ كَلَامِ رَبِّنَا. Our hearts would have never been satiated with the tilawat of the Qur'an, with the kalam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He would further say, وَإِنِّي لَأَكْرَهُ أَن يَأْتِيَ عَلَيَّ يَوْمٌ لَا أَنْظُرُ فِي الْمُصْحَفِ. I detest and dislike that day of my life that has passed and I haven't looked into the Qur'an Kareem. Have we ever felt that guilt when we go to bed? Today I never opened the Quran. Or we have no feelings. Uthman bin Affan radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, the great sahabi of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, Khalifatul Muslimin. Further, it is written about him that his Qur'an, his Mus'haf was torn from various places because of the abundance of the usage of the Mus'haf. And when he was martyred and made shaheed, he was reciting the Qur'an. His blood spilled on the Qur'an. What is our relationship with the Qur'an? Do we have love for the kalam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Yet we will parade the roads and the streets with music loud in our cars. Our children will do the same. And we won't tell them anything about it. Is that the love we have for the Quran? Is that what we want to fill the ears and hearts of our children with, besides Quran, music? What is the relationship we have with the Quran? Do we find enjoyment in tilawat of the Quran? Sadaqah and charity. Giving out and spending in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed the following verse to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. مَنْ ذَا الَّذِي يُقْرِضُ اللَّهَ قَرْضًا حَسَنًا فَيُضَاعِفَهُ لَهُ أَضْعَافًا كَثِيرًا. Is there anybody who can give a goodly loan to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala so that Allah ta'ala will invest that charity and that sadaqah for him in the hereafter? Returns guaranteed, value unknown, uncalculatable, unequal to any asset of this world. Sayyiduna Abu Dahdah radiallahu ta'ala anhu, a sahabi of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, on hearing this verse comes to the court of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he says, Ya Rasulullah, is it true that this verse was revealed unto you? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, yes, this verse was revealed unto me. He says, O Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, give me your mubarak hand. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam places his hand in the hand of Abu Dahdah radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And he tells him, Ya Rasulullah, I make you witness that I have two orchards. One of them is better than the other. I would like to give the one that is better for you and for whatever you need and for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He further mentions that there are 600 date palm trees in that orchard. According to some websites, the value of one date palm tree can go for up to more than 2,500 rands. Multiply that by 600 date palm trees, 1.6 million rand on the spot for the sake of Allah. The narrator of this incident further writes, Umm Dahdah, his wife, was sitting in the orchard with her children. When she was informed about the action of Abu Dahdah radiallahu ta'ala anhu, the dates that were in the mouth of the children of Dahdah and Abu Dahdah, she took them out because she said it doesn't belong to us anymore. What sincerity of giving out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What enjoyment and delight that the command came, the advice is there, the virtues are there. Abu Dahdah radiallahu ta'ala anhu spontaneously acts on the verse of the Quran Kareem and gives out sadaqah in charity. Gives it in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Do we find enjoyment in giving out, let alone voluntary sadaqah in charity? Giving out our fard zakat, if we even know the masail of zakat. Do we give it out happily? Do we find enjoyment when we give out our zakat? And the dhikr and remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How often do we remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Do we only remember Him when we are in a problem? وَإِذَا مَسَّ الْإِنسَانَ الضُّرُّ دَعَانَا لِجَنْبِهِ أَوْ قَاعِدًا أَوْ قَائِمًا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks of the condition of insan, that when a calamity befalls him, then whether he's standing, sitting or laying down, he will turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But, وَإِذَا أَنْعَمْنَا عَلَى الْإِنسَانِ أَعْرَضَ وَنَآ بِجَانِبِهِ. When we favor him, when we bestow him with various bounties, أَعْرَضَ وَنَآ بِجَانِبِهِ. He goes away one side. Salah is not in order. Tilawat of Quran not in order. He forgets Allah. He forgets his du'as. He forgets his crying. He forgets his tahajjud. إِذَا مَرَرْتُمْ بِرِيَاضِ الْجَنَّةِ فَارْتَعُوا فِيهَا قَالُوا وَمَا رِيَاضُ الْجَنَّةِ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ قَالَ حِلَقُ الذِّكْرِ. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam once mentioned to the Sahaba radiallahu anhum, when you pass by the meadows of Jannah, the gardens of Jannah, then go graze from them. Sahaba radiallahu anhum asked, what are the meadows and gardens of Jannah? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, the gatherings of dhikr. How often are we present in the gatherings of dhikr? As a family unit, have I established some time in my home to read the Quran, to make ta'lim in the home, to learn the masail of salah, to enhance and beautify our salah and tilawat of Quran even more? What is my relationship with the ibadah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? It is that time of the year that we are reminded about the maktab system, and we are reminded also about the beautiful and mubarak month of Ramadan to come. These are occasions and opportunities for us to make a change for lifetime. Let us take these opportunities that are at our doorstep in the best possible way, in the best possible manner, and make an intention from now on that I will not let a night pass or a day pass in my life wherein I haven't looked in the Quran Kareem. I will try to improve my salah. I will try to improve my concentration in salah. I will try my best to give out voluntary charity with happiness. And I will search for the enjoyment and ecstasy in the ibadah and worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I leave you with a quotation of Hafiz ibn al-Qayyim rahimahullahu ta'ala. He says, إِذَا لَمْ تَجِدْ لِلْعَمَلِ فِي قَلْبِكَ حَلَاوَةً فَاتَّهِمْهُ فَإِنَّهُ تَبَارَكَ وَتَعَالَى شَكُورٌ. When you do not find in the actions that you carry out in your life, حَلَاوَةً فِي قَلْبِكَ, sweetness in your heart, then ask yourself, was I sincere in what I am doing? For Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is very grateful, which means that when a person carries out a good deed and a good action, and he doesn't find any form of enjoyment in his heart, then that action hasn't been done with sincerity. That person is not finding enjoyment in the ibadah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, there is a problem in that action. So we should question ourselves and ask ourselves, introspect continuously, is the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala our delight? May Allah ta'ala grant us the sweetness of iman. Ameen wa akhir da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.